USA Radio News. I'm Rick Vincent.
Not everyone is able to flee from Hurricane Florence. At a nursing home in Wilmington, North Carolina, some 600 residents, staff, and family members are sheltering in place. Davis Community CEO Charles Long says for some, riding out the storm is the best option.
Those people who are critical care, it would be difficult for us to move them hours away.
North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper says those who failed to heed evacuation warnings now need to weather the storm as best they can.
Let me be clear. You need to get yourself to a safe place now and stay there. We in North Carolina have to shift from preparation to determination.
Philippine authorities were evacuating thousands of people from the path of the most powerful typhoon this year. More than 4 million people live in areas at most risk from the storm, with powerful winds and gusts equivalent to a Category 5 Atlantic hurricane. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go. Or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of Warren Hour are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
Elizabeth Smart hopes officials will reconsider the decision to let one of her kidnappers out of prison. Wanda Barzee wasn't expected to be released from state prison for at least another 5 years. But after receiving credit for time served in federal prison, Barzee is scheduled for release September 19th. Smart says Barzee was as much an abuser as her husband, Brian David Mitchell, who is still imprisoned.
Wanda Barzee saw me as her slave. She called me her handmaiden, and she never hesitated to let her displeasure with me be known.
Barzee received 15 years in federal prison in exchange for her cooperation in state and federal cases against Mitchell. She was released from a federal prison in Texas after completing her sentence in 2016 and returned to Utah to serve a state sentence. Chicago's mayor and Illinois' attorney general have unveiled an updated plan to reform the city's police, vowing permanent changes within the 12,000 officer force. Changes made since an initial draft in July include a provision requiring officers file paperwork whenever they point a gun at someone. This is USA Radio News.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com. Enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Poor Pack Special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
In a news conference Thursday, House Speaker Paul Ryan said he had no reason to dispute a study from George Washington University commissioned by the Puerto Rican government that concluded nearly 3,000 people perished as a result of Hurricane Maria, more than 4,500% higher than the original estimate of 64 people.
There is no reason to dispute these numbers, and it's a function of this was a devastating storm that hit an isolated island, and that's really no one's fault. That is just what happened.
Although he was talking about the unstoppable nature of the weather event itself, his comment elicited a strong response on Twitter, where multiple users accused Ryan of failing to stand up to President Trump's tweets that the large numbers are due to Democrats trying to make him look bad. Illinois Congressman Luis Gutierrez's parents were Puerto Rican immigrants.
The number is based on facts and the truth. More people died in Hurricane Maria in Puerto Rico then died in Hurricane Katrina.
Senator Ted Cruz said there's no doubt a number of Democrats are trying to play politics and are taking advantage of natural disasters for political gain by attacking the president. Former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort and special counsel Robert Mueller are close to a deal for a guilty plea ahead of his upcoming trial. According to a source familiar with the matter, CNN reports a deal is expected, but the source cautioned the two sides have been close before. The incentive appears to be to reach a deal ahead of a pretrial motion hearing Friday or before jury selection for Manafort's trial over allegations of illegal foreign lobbying gets underway next week at U.S. District Court in Washington. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.